You're tuned to Fab FM, and every Monday morning around this time, we speak to our Douglas Shire Mayor, Julia Liu, and she's on the line. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Oh, look, I couldn't be better, but yesterday, what a huge day. How did you see Ironman?
Look, the reports that I've been getting is that it's been fantastic. I know our own council, of course, being a sponsor, we've been watching it really closely, and we've put up some really interesting footage of the bike ride, which everyone can have a look at. I do know that the competitors would have been really happy with the weather because it wasn't raining. Perfect conditions. I remember a few years ago, it was absolutely downpour. It was like in the middle of a cyclone. And I certainly really felt for the competitors then.
Absolutely. But I think it's been a terrific event. And we had the cycling, of course, and down they were. And they finished in the early hours of this morning, around about 12:30 a.m., the director told me. So, gee whiz, you'd be wanting a bit of a rest, wouldn't you?
Well, yes. I mean, I know that they all start around 5-ish, 6-ish. On Friday night, I was invited alongside other sponsors and stakeholders to a dinner. It was actually at the Cairns Aquarium. It was very interesting to hear from the organisers of Ironman about all the details in terms of the mechanics, all the things they have to take account of. And certainly I know that, of course, the swim leg, I mean, they were starting very early this morning. And so naturally there were a lot of riders coming up to Port Douglas in the early morning.
All right, let's move on now to the reservoir project. A massive aluminium roof has been installed on the new $13.5 million Port Douglas Water Supply Reservoir Project, Douglas Shire Council's largest capital works project ever.
Look, yes, we're really proud of the way this project is coming along, and it was a wonderful opportunity for councillors and senior staff to go inside the reservoir. There won't be many more opportunities for that, and also to go on top of the roof. And if people are interested, there's some very interesting drone footage that was taken by our staff that actually shows what from the looking down on the roof, and you can actually see little figures, and that's us on the top of the roof, as well as some interesting footage, what it looks like inside a reservoir. It was absolutely fascinating. It was fantastic to talk to the engineers and the people involved in building this really extraordinary project. And it's certainly been a great employment generator for the Douglas Shire. I know a lot of local people are getting jobs building the reservoir. And so we're very much looking forward to it being completed.
Now, this new reservoir project, I mean, when it's completed, it will mean something really special for this Douglas Shire, won't it?
Look, it certainly very much secures the sustainable future development of our area by having greater capacity with our water supply.
We're now talking to Julia Liu, as we do every Monday, the Douglas Shire Mayor. And I believe, Julia, the Douglas Shire Council has ordered a detailed review of Port Douglas Carnival to improve the event for the very special 25th anniversary celebrations next year.
Look, we're very keen to get feedback from all the community about how they felt Carnival went this year, the things they liked, the things they didn't like. It's really critical that we have an absolutely fantastic event next year, which is, of course, our 25th anniversary. So what people can do, because we do really encourage honest feedback on Carnival, they can go to our website and fill in a survey. They can write us an email. They can ring me up if they really want to. But we are very keen to have a great Carnival event next year.
Well, it's the 25th. That is super special because, you know, 25, it's a quarter of a century, for goodness sake.
Well, it is. And there's probably not that many communities that have been able to sustain what is our signature event on a regular basis for 25 years. And
absolutely.
So that's why, you know, we are keen for the feedback. We'd love everyone to complete a survey and have their say on the festival's future.
Julia, Mossman Police will begin patrols of Wonga Beach after reports of threatening behaviour towards elderly by hooning quad and motorcycle riders. Are you concerned with this behaviour?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think it's shocking for those residents that have experienced some aggressive and very nasty incidences in recent times. Periodically, there have been problems with quad bikes on the beach. We have been working closely with the police for some time. We do encourage people to report it to the police immediately. The only way that the police can deal with it is to be able to have that communication by residents. If you can take a photo or video footage, please do so, because then that gives greater certainty and the evidence that the police need to actually do the crackdown that they want to do.
Well, it'd only be one police officer on a quad bike, and I guess a seven-year-old on a quad bike would easily outrun a police officer. And, of course, they're only able to follow up assault, not illegal use of vehicles on the beach.
Look, you're right. I mean, it is quite a complex issue, and that's why we have been working with the police in terms of what are the police direct responsibilities and what we can do at council. We're developing a new local law in relation to the matter, and we have been doing that for some time. We've got a lot of local laws that we have to review at the moment, because when we went and amalgamated with Cairns Regional Council, prior to that, we did have our own Douglas local laws. You have to under the legislation in local government. And so then they were amalgamated with Cairns. So now we actually have to Douglasise all our local laws. And it's not just simple as crossing out the Cairns Regional Council name and putting in Douglas. You actually have to review the whole law, what is still relevant, and it also has a required consultation process as part of that. So we're in the final stages of doing that. We'll be workshopping that mid-July, and then we'll hopefully be able to announce some improvements in this area.
Is it illegal to operate a vehicle on 4 Mile, Kooya Newell, for example, and even Wonga? Is it illegal?
Look, my understanding is that it is, and that's why we've always been referring people to the police, because anything that is illegal is a police matter. We're not the police, and we certainly want to do what we can to make it as safe as possible for our residents, and we certainly take that on board.
Wouldn't it be good to have signs up? There's no signs
there. There are signs.
That say no quads.
Look, there are signs that say no vehicles on the beach, and I suppose up until recently people have assumed that that means any vehicle. We can also, as part of our review, always look at our signage, and we will be doing that. But I actually only went down there on Sunday, yesterday, and did have a look just to check myself about what signs there are at the moment, and there are signs. But certainly I appreciate that some people perhaps think that they're not as clear as what they are, but the issue is that when someone is wanting to use a quad bike illegally or go into an area, as we've already discussed, in many cases, I'm not sure the sign's going to stop them. But if we need to review and pay for new signs and look at where they go, but there are a number of them already.
But this has been going on for quite some time. It wasn't there a public meeting of quad bike owners at Wonga nearly 2.5 years ago?
I initiated that meeting.
That's right.
And convened that
meeting. It's been going on for a long time.
And yes, I'd like to just explain further, Paul. This is actually quite a controversial issue amongst the residents of Wonga, and that's why I convened that meeting. And that was to allow all residents in Wonga to have their say, and also the police were there, and the police explained quite clearly some of the issues from their perspective. At that time, we also explained the issues from our perspective. We always said that we will be doing this new local law, but the new local law also requires consultation. There are people who have various views about this. What we need to do at council, and this is not always easy, because we have to make decisions on behalf of the whole community, and sometimes we have to make decisions that don't suit everyone. But we will be getting this local law in place, and I'm hoping that that will be in the very near future.
What's being done to protect the environment at Wonga, which is being trashed by these illegal quad bikes?
Look, there are our local officers that do go out and have a look when someone does complain about these issues. And, of course, we're very concerned about that environmental issue as well, and that's exactly why we want to get this local law in place.
But didn't you and three councillors visit the damaged sites 8 months ago with a Wonga resident, Gary White?
Yes, no, we did, and that's another thing that we have done. We have responded to a number of people, and we've taken time to have a look.
Yeah.
And Exactly, we've done that, Paul.
Yeah, so what have you done to stop the beachfront degradation, including the illegally cut roadway behind Ted Pitts, which you saw and indicated you would get works to install a barrier? Has that happened?
Look, I can't quite recall what was said at that meeting. All I do know is, Paul, and you weren't there, I might say, you didn't even own the radio station at that time.
But that's got nothing to do with the questions I'm asking now. Julia, that's got nothing to do with the questions I'm asking now. The fact I wasn't there. You were there.
And Paul, I can tell you there are different viewpoints about this.
Of course there is, and this is why I'm asking the questions. But I think it's a bit unfair that you say, well, you weren't there. The fact is I know you were there, and what's being done about it after 2.5 years? 3 years.
Paul?
Julia?
Look, about this next week, instead of half an hour before you're supposed to speak to me,
no,
I have to waste time to go and have a look at those signs half an hour ago.
That's not
true. No, because you're talking about things you do not know. You are listening to someone. Some people have a very jaundiced view about things. Gary White has a very jaundiced view. He's complaining about Ted Pitt, and I know for a fact that what he said is not true. But because I'm talking to you now, I can't suddenly look up emails from that time and period. I know Roy Zamataro checked something out. This is a heated issue, and you're asking me assumption-laden questions, and I really don't appreciate it. So I don't want to talk about this at all.
Hang on, Julie. You're the mayor of the Douglas Shire. You should be able to cop questions like this and answer them pretty easily.
Well, not if you don't give me enough warning.
I gave you more than half an hour. That's rubbish. I gave you a couple of hours' notice, not half an hour.
Do you think I'm looking at that all the time? Paul, I don't like these conversations, and I know you don't either. And I will get more info, and you can send me a list of questions.
No, I ask you sort of questions, and sometimes they're hard questions. But I'm not
but
dropping.
What you're doing is, how do you know? It's interesting.
Julia.
I don't know.
Julia,
you know
I'm
how
not.
How do I know what Gary has said to you?
I just know that you spoke to Gary White, correct?
Yes, I did.
Well,
We all went there.
I'm asking you questions about a very serious subject here, and now you're saying to me, you know, you don't want to answer them. I mean,
no, because
you've got to answer hard questions,
you just
Julia.
You asked about the signs.
Yeah.
That's one thing, okay? Now you're asking about other things.
I'm asking you questions that
are
straightforward.
I'm not prepared. Because what I'm saying is not that I don't want to answer you.
Julia, you've had 2.5 years to prepare.
At hand.
Julia, you've had 2.5 years to prepare for this. I'm going to terminate this interview now. I asked you some fair questions, I believe, on air, and you have reacted this way, which I find is very disappointing.
The reason,
I find it very disappointing, Julia.
I react because you've taken some information from some people.
Correct.
Of which some of it is not true.
All right, tell me.
And I have not had the chance to
tell me.
I've got to look up my notes.
Well, hang on.
What?
How do you know?
That thing with Ted Pitt.
Julia, can you just stop talking for
properly.
A minute? How do you know it's not true? You're saying
because
to me they're not true, but you said you haven't got your notes. Are they true or they're not true?
I have. If you looked at so many emails, I have so many things
all right,
at
Julia,
the moment on
let's
the phone.
This.
I can't answer that.
All
please
right.
Send me a list of questions about this issue, and I will endeavour to give it to you next week, okay?
Okay. Bye for now.
Okay.